Longtime Washington Post columnist Mary McGrory has died after a long illness. She was 85 years old. McGrory won a Pulitzer Prize for her commentary during Watergate. David Broder, a political columnist at the Washington Post, was a colleague of McGrory's. David, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What set Mary McGrory apart from other Washington columnists?
I think two things, Bob. One, she wrote like a dream. She had a classic education at Boston Latin School and loved reading and literature. She could quote Yeats by the yard and Jane Austen over and over and over again. And the second thing was that Mary was a trooper. I mean, some people write columns by sitting in their studies and thinking long thoughts. She was a reporter all the time. She was out where the news was happening. And even in this past year, after a stroke mangled her ability to speak, she was down often at the Post just listening to and sharing the experiences of the people who were still reporting.
Covering politics before a lot of women were.
One of the first, and her approach to that was that she demanded, not asked, but demanded all of the courtesies that a 19th century gentleman would have been expected to provide for a woman, including carrying bags and seeing that their creature comforts were needed, at the same time that she competed like a tiger with every one of us.
Went all the way back to, she covered the Army McCarthy hearings and, of course, won a spot.
And we should say we introduced her as a Washington Post columnist, which is correct, but for most of her professional life, and indeed her true journalistic love, was the old Washington Star. And it was there that editor Newbold Noyes took Mary, who had been hired from Boston as a book reviewer, and said, why don't you go up to the Hill and watch these Army McCarthy hearings? And she said, well, what would I do? And he said, just write what you see, knowing what a writer and what an eye she had for the telling detail.
I was going to work the Star in because I know she would have wanted that. She made Nixon's enemies list.
Yes, and was very proud of that. But she was tough on presidents of both parties. Mary was an uncompromising liberal and an advocate of peace. She hated war. She particularly hated the Vietnam War. And when Lyndon Johnson and even her beloved John Kennedy started sending troops to Vietnam, she was tough on them.
And a joy to read.
Absolutely. What a writer. I mean, the other thing to be said about Mary was that she was a newspaper woman all her life. She didn't do television. She never wrote a book. And all she wanted was to be a very good newspaper reporter and columnist.
David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
David Broder is a columnist at the Washington Post, remembering Mary McGrory, who died today. She was 85 years old.